Welcome everyone to a new episode of The Tap. I am your host, author Andrew Hess, and I'm partnerless today. Justin has been MIA for the last 2 days, so I'm bringing to you a day late the SmackDown and Raw recap. So I'm gonna go through things a lot quicker than I usually do with Justin, mostly because there's parts of it that are a little bit too much and kind of ridiculous to go through. But we're going to go through things pretty quickly. So first up, you had Roman Reigns coming out and addressing the fact that he ended up beating Brock Lesnar and claiming to be the greatest superstar, the greatest performer for the WWE, because he beat Brock Lesnar at Crown Jewel. Obviously, with the help of the Usos and knocking Brock Lesnar silly with the title, that's how his claim to fame is now. But Paul Heyman brings up about how Brock Lesnar said when he shows up to SmackDown, he was going to beat Roman's ass. So of course Roman Reigns calls out Brock Lesnar, basically thinking that he wasn't going to show up at all, and said, "I'm going to hold the show hostage until Brock shows up." Finally, Brock Lesnar comes out and he just goes right to town, beating the hell out of Roman Reigns. He actually gets him up for the F5 at one point on the outside, like he was going to F5 him through the table. The Usos make the save, and then Brock just destroys the Usos. Roman hightails it out of there. Usos eventually go back with Roman. You have officials that are coming out there, both referees and the producers and agents, trying to stop Brock Lesnar. Brock is just destroying everyone in his path. They finally get Brock Lesnar to the back, and then after commercial break, Adam Pearce comes out and says that no man is going to hold SmackDown hostage and do what Brock Lesnar just did without some sort of accountability. So Brock Lesnar is hereby suspended indefinitely, which means this is how they're going to take Brock Lesnar out of the picture again for however much time they need. Brock Lesnar comes out and he grabs Adam Pearce by the throat, F5s him twice, and smacks him around a little bit, as saying, "What'd you say? I can't hear you, boy. Say what'd you say?" So this is going to be now getting rid of Brock Lesnar for an undisclosed amount of time. The best match of the night was Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn. I'm not really big on Drew McIntyre matches as of late, but I thought that this one was against Sami Zayn was really good. Best one of the night, in my opinion. One of the things I did not like is they literally wound up going through a montage of like 10 to 20 second promos of all the new SmackDown superstars that they're now officially on the brand. Either they were moved up from NXT or they're brand new, moved over from Raw, however the case may be. And it was just, I'd rather them come out and actually cut a promo or come out and do a match. I mean, these 20 second promo things were just complete garbage. The other thing that we get brought into was the Baron Corbin or Happy Corbin Shinsuke Nakamura match. I'm so sick and tired of seeing this, and I know that this is a new gimmick for Corbin and him getting his revenge over Nakamura, maybe building towards Corbin actually getting an Intercontinental title push. But I just feel like it's the same thing that we've been seeing over and over again. Like, dude, we just had the whole draft, and we have a whole new bunch of people that are either up from NXT or over from Raw, and you put on a match that we've seen literally about 8 to 10 times on SmackDown over this last year. Now, that's a problem. That's a big problem, in my opinion, because we don't need that. There's no reason why we need to have that right now. Finally, we had the title exchange between Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. And this is where SmackDown got a little interesting. So we had it where it was supposed to be Charlotte goes to hand the belt over, the Raw Women's Championship over to Sonya Deville. Becky was going to rip it from her hands and declare herself Becky Two Belt again before being made to relinquish the SmackDown title over to Charlotte. For whatever reason, and there's a whole lot that's still missing from this, but for whatever reason, Charlotte Flair decided not to go ahead and go through with things as planned. So we have now, she's supposed to give the belt over to Becky. Becky's trying to snatch it from her. And as she reaches over to grab it, Charlotte just drops the belt. And Sonya Deville is in the ring to try to help, you know, do the peaceful way, you know, mediation of this. And she's telling Charlotte over and over, pick up the belt, pick up the belt. So Charlotte reluctantly does pick up the belt, hands it over to Sonya, and Sonya tells Becky, all right, come on, like, give the belt over. And Becky just throws the belt at Charlotte. Now, this brings a whole another aspect of things, because we bring out Sasha Banks, and there's, you know, there's a brawl between Sasha and Charlotte, and I don't care about that part. But from now, what comes out after all this, they go to the back, and apparently Charlotte and Becky have a major blow up over what happened out there, about both of them going off script on this. It's done in front of Bruce Pritchard and Vince McMahon. Supposedly, Charlotte Flair had to be escorted from the building by security. Supposedly, Sonya Deville was so mad that she was ready to fight Charlotte Flair legitimately. And Becky's coming out looking like the hero. And we're all kind of sitting here now wondering what's going to happen. There's not much else that's really come out over this since then, but I'm interested to see what's going to happen, especially because Charlotte Flair's contract is supposed to be upcoming soon. So it kind of begs the question, is WWE still going to do anything possible to re-sign her? Or are they going to end up letting her contract go and eventually just basically allowing Charlotte Flair to now become AEW's shiniest, newest toy that is going to highlight their division on a greater scale to satisfy the remaining locker room for the women's division? Because from what I'm hearing, the women's division is fed up on WWE, is fed up with Charlotte Flair. They don't want anything to do with her. Apparently, this isn't just an isolated incident. This is something that is major that's happening. So we need to find out more about what's going on, and hopefully we'll hear more about that soon. Now heading over to Monday Night Raw. And you open up the show with Big E. And he goes on about how, you know, Drew McIntyre gave him this amazing, you know, match at Crown Jewel and pushed him to his limits and yada, yada, yada. It's whatever. Now he looks to the future of the new, of what the new Raw brand is going to be like with since this draft, which then brings out Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio and Finn Balor and Kevin Owens. And it just seems like 50 million people are now vying for the WWE Championship all at once. And it leads now to Sonya Deville coming out, declaring there will be a four-way ladder match in the main event featuring Balor, Seth Rollins, Rey Mysterio, and Kevin Owens, which was a great match. It was a great match. I actually enjoyed it. They had great bumps in there, great, you know, great spots all around. Seth Rollins gets the contract, so now he will face Big E for the WWE Championship, and I'm really hoping at this point that Seth Rollins gets the title. I have not seen anything good with Big E's run so far as champion. And for me, I'm glad that they're putting the title on Seth Rollins. Well, at least giving him the title shot. I think Seth versus Big E hopefully could be a good match. I'm hoping that they actually put the title on Rollins. Let Big E try to chase the title for like a couple months. Maybe give him the title back if the fans get behind him enough. If not, I mean, you have quite a few contenders for that title. Next up, they wind up putting a triple threat tag team match where the winners get a tag team title shot on the same night against RK-Bro. You had the Alpha Academy versus the Street Profits versus the Dirty Dogs. And honestly, it was a good match all around. I'm very impressed with all six men. I've always been a fan of Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler to begin with. And I think the Street Profits are amazing. I think Gable and Otis are underrated. I think they have a lot of talent and a lot of ability. Entertainment value also, but they're just not put out as much. They're not put out as well. Dirty Dogs get the win. And now this leads later on to a match now with RK-Bro, which was another really good match. I enjoyed it. You got RK-Bro getting the win, keeping the tag team titles. I just feel like that this shouldn't have been the same night. I feel like that this should have been delayed and made it the next week. I don't think you needed to jump straight into a tag team title match. Next up, you had Bianca and Becky. We have this show still going on with them. Yeah, I mean, this is something that we didn't really... it wasn't something that I really didn't want to go ahead and continue this feud, but apparently we are. It's annoying. I mean, I'm glad that they're going to give the one-on-one match to Bianca Belair because she hasn't had a legitimate one-on-one match where there was no interference or not somebody else being part of it against Becky. So I want to see what does happen in this match. Can she really go toe-to-toe with Becky? Can she wind up getting the win or even lose without Becky having to cheat? Without having somebody else interfere on her behalf? This is your chance. Show us something of Bianca. Because I've been a fan of Bianca Belair when it came to NXT and when she first came over to Monday Night Raw. I was a fan of hers. Since she had moved over to SmackDown and was chasing the title, I was happy for her when she got her moment at the Rumble. I was happy for her when she got that amazing match against Sasha at Mania. But since she wound up getting that title, she has been on a downward spiral. It's been straight downhill from there. So I'm hoping that they do something amazing with Bianca on Raw. And I'm hoping that this feud ends soon. I don't care who ends up getting the title, but whatever they do, I'm hoping that the feud ends soon and we can move forward from here finally. And they both get some sort of good storyline moving forward. Finally, the other thing I want to just draw attention to was Damian Priest seemingly turning heel on Monday Night Raw when he just destroyed T-Bar. I don't know. I like the new music. I like the his like the way that his face was after he just completely punished T-Bar for attacking him post-match. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. I'm looking forward to Monday night just to see what they end up doing more with Damian Priest. I'm hoping it's a straight up heel push and not a long-term thing. I don't want this dragged out over the next month. I want it to happen. Just have them snap and really go off. That is it. So that is our show. I will be back tomorrow with or without my partner to cover NXT and AEW. Until then, I'm author Andrew Hess. Tune in next time and find out what's on tap.